Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, Mishpachah, my fam. Shabbat shalom. Welcome to the Social Change Action Network and to the broadcast of Through Thy Precepts, We Get Understanding. Brought to you, of course, by normally in this spot we've had Glory Mountain. As some of you would say Kabod. Some of you don't like to use the word glory because of its pagan origin, but as a matter of fact, there are many things within our life that are of pagan origin that by following these laws, statutes, and commandments that we're exercising out of our life as we walk more and more into the truth. But more importantly, this is a day that the Most High has ordained and created to be a day of rest and reflection upon Him. And so I want to welcome you to this time for us to fellowship and to be together and to remember Him, reflect on Him, not to concern ourselves with the cares of this life or this world, but to be grateful for the 6 days of work and labor that He's increased you with. And truly, as the song said, we should be counting our blessings. We count all of the blessings instead of looking towards the negativity and the things that we don't have. We find ourselves appreciative of the fact that He's caused us to be Kodesh, to be sanctified, chosen, set apart. And what sets us apart is the fact that we are those that follow His statutes, His laws, His commandments. We keep the Shabbat, and that's what makes us a set-apart nation. We don't ingest those foods that He says are unclean. Unclean, not meaning it was dropped on the floor, meaning that certain animals that we ingest, are used to ingest, were deemed unclean by the Most High back in Genesis, back in the earlier Old Testament, even before the law was given. Animals were pointed out and were created to be unclean, for their purpose was to. I tell everyone that the purpose of the unclean animals were to be the natural garbage disposers of the earth. Why would you want to put something like that in your body? We're set apart. We are Israel. We are His people. We are Kodesh. We are those chosen to make to be a light, to be an example, and to make a difference in this so-called world that we're coming up out of and that we're separating ourselves of. We don't partake in its feasts, its holidays, its festivals, its celebrations, or the ways that they follow after paganism and the things that have been put forth by the fallen ones to desecrate a people and to get them to walk away from their God, the Most High God, the one true God, the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Jacob, the Most High, our Father, Abba. Let's go before Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, Abba, Your name is Kodesh, and it's to be honored in Shemaim as it is on earth. And we ask that this day, the seventh day, that You give us the rest and peace that we need, and most of all, that Your will is done on earth as it is in Shemaim. Increase Your people throughout the earth. The world of Israel be promoted, and to be lifted, to be strengthened, to be prepared, and to be faithful towards You and Your soon return. These blessings we ask in the name of Melech, Yahashua, HaMashiach, our brother, Your son. Amen. Well, this is Elder V. It's been some time since I've been with you, and just a few announcements, just a little housekeeping to catch up on some things that we will be moving into more broadcasts. We've been trying to find some times that would actually fit into everyone's schedule. Some persons that we have that will be taking over the Tuesday shows, What's Eating You, the Healthy and Whole Food Show, which deals with the topics of how to nourish and nurture the vessel, the vehicle, and the soul and spirit through eating the proper foods, and learning how to treat yourself herbally as opposed to medicinally. And that is a very important show because we understand that pharmacy sorcery has gone throughout the world to bewitch the people. And many people are finding themselves possessed and even more sickly, intoxicated and addicted to the drugs that are being prescribed to them to not actually treat the problem, but to treat the symptoms and to keep them coming back for more. And it's important to us as a ministry, as a network, to be able to cover all topics that would make you, that would empower you to be stronger, to be healthier, physically, soulfully, spiritually, to be able to combat the onslaught of demonic activity and the things in this world that seem like excitement to some people, but actually it's for your destruction and de-edification. So we want to get back doing that on Tuesdays, and it sounds like we'll be broadcasting these shows at earlier time slots, anywhere from 2 to 2:30 Pacific Standard Time and on. And if you're not able to catch it live, you'll be able to catch it in the archives. We've been increased to our programming platform with a fantastic teacher, Elder Daniels, and we met through the Abrahamic Faith Network, who will be coming to us on Wednesdays with a study, simply going through the Word, breaking down the Word and helping us to understand the Torah, the Tanakh, how it fits in our lives, in accordance with New Testament letters from the apostles. And he's doing a fantastic job. You can check out some of his shows in the archives. And also, on Thursdays, we'll be getting back to Straight No Chaser. And I know many of you have inquired and wondered where it's been. And through the move, because we have moved Headquarters Network, we are now actually in Sodom. I won't even say the name of the city, but where we are, we do pray against those things that are principalities and rulers of darkness within that city, and we stand strong, we stand firm. We don't run from a fight, and we don't think we need to flee anything. We know we need to stand, because it might just be us that's allowing that place to be able to even be able to continue and have grace and mercy until those that are supposed to come into the truth fully come into the truth, as we continue to cry out and preach this Torah, this Tanakh, and to come out from amongst the world and to be separate, to be Kodesh. That's what our job is, to speak and preach truth and be willing to stand regardless, no matter what. Straight No Chaser will be back with you Thursday, that same time slot, in the earlier Pacific time. And we have been increased to, for the last few Saturdays, to actually pair our broadcast with Pal Talk Radio and with Kifa Ben Yah out of San Antonio and Simone Altaf out of the UK, who's been teaching. And quite a few people written in, talked about the fact that it's been some controversial topics and subjects as we talk about Paulus, Rabbi Shaul, some of you call Paul, and his controversial letters. Some people even wanted to know where I stand. I'll sum this up in a minute. Peter said that Paul's letters are not for the unlearned. I'm learned. Apostle Shaul was called for the Gentiles. I'm not a Gentile. You're not a Gentile. Those letters are to promote Torah and confirm Torah. And anything that goes against Torah that is said is not applicable to me. However, I can listen to them, be encouraged and inspired by them, and use them for edification in different instances. But we stand upon what you call the Old Testament, which is the Torah, the Tanakh, which is the prophets. And that's what was written by the Most High for us, for his commandments are just and still, and they will abide forever. And that is scripture. Let me say this to you that don't want to believe in the commandments and the Torahs. We're about to get into some of the statutes that if God did not mean the Most High God, our Father, Abba did not mean that I am the same and I will never change. If he was a man that would change, then we could not have any confidence or trust in him. For that would mean that any day now he may change again, and we would not be able to trust or stand on his word. One thing we know for sure is his word is sure. So he did not abolish his commandments. He did not send his son to do so. That would make him unstable. He doesn't write something twice, even after Moses destroyed it, and he took him back up there and had it done again. And he would not put that out there and promote that for us, because that is a law for a Kodesh people, a set-apart people. And we stand on that. And those of you who are waking up and coming into the knowledge of the truth, you realize that the church can't help you save you. It's because he's calling you back to the truth, back to the real God, back to him. And you need to begin to read the prophet Amos. It talks about how he never participated in your festivals, your songs, and your celebrations and things. It was stench in his nostrils. It angered him. For he knew that that time would come that we would be led into a religion that was forced upon our people hundreds of years ago. And as they began to die off, so did our natural history, our language, our worship and praise of him, and the laws and statutes and commandments that we kept. True enough, we brought these curses upon ourselves, but his grace and mercy will cause these bones to live again, and as we wake up, we must come back to the truths of the Old Testament and Torah. So let me make it clear. Apostle Shaul, Paul, said he was called for the Gentiles. Apostle to the Gentiles, then that means he's not an apostle to you or I as Hebrews. You can go back and listen to some of those shows in the archives. I don't have to say necessarily if I agree with everything or disagree with everything, but it is there for your listening, for your learning, and perhaps for your edification. We will pick back up with Rabbi Simone Altaf in the future. We look forward to having the Shabbat convocation every first Shabbat of the so-called month. And, of course, during the festivals, I believe the next Feast of Trumpets is what's ahead of us that will be coming up. And so we like to get together and find a substratum, a foundation, a platform for our people to come together in fellowship. And we take full advantage of the airwaves, the internet, radio, and telephone to bring us all together, because we are a part of the diaspora and we are scattered. And it is through this medium that we are being able to come together, fellowship, talk, learn, and love one another. And in all that getting, get an understanding. And we can find common ground, which is where we need to be. All of you camps, all of you, whatever you call yourself, Israelites, Hebrews, truthers, coming out of the church, awake, conscious, whatever you call yourself, let's begin to find the commonality, the common ground, because we're going to need to support, defend, protect one another as we slowly begin to come together, and may the Most High increase and bless the ties that bind us. With that being said, we will be getting into, for at least three Shabbats out of the month, I and Elder Daniels will be covering the laws. The Ruach HaKodesh put this on my spirit some 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, to begin to come back to, on the Shabbat, what our people would do on the Shabbat, which is go to the synagogue and tabernacle and hear the reading of the laws. There are 613 laws. It was almost impossible to understand what all of the law entail without repetition and repetitive teaching of the laws, and to hear it so that it would be in their souls and spirits, so that they would have right ruling, so that they would be just. And they would be Kodesh, because this is what guided us, kept us, and kept us from being lawless. Right now we have a nation that is lawless because they don't have a king, because they don't know the real Yahushua, HaMashiach, our Melech, our Messiah, our brother. They don't know him, won't recognize him when he returns. And that's unfortunate, because they've been led astray by the depictions of artistry by the so-called Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci of the Renaissance period that took all of our paintings, which still exist overseas, and whitewashed them and painted the arms and faces white to keep a people from knowing the truth of who they are. The truth is not about racism. The truth is about raising your self-esteem to know that you are the people of the word, the early word, and that you must come back to it so that maybe you find some pride about yourself and begin to walk Kodesh and follow after his spirit and come back to what he originally established. And then you'll begin to see yourself in the word and walk accordingly. So like I always say, on Straight No Chaser, welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. It's time for you to stand up and start telling the truth. Fear has to be out. We're not worried about them collecting intel on us. We're not worried about their dossiers. We're not worried about what they're gleaning from us and what they're finding out about us coming into the truth. We are a people that will be protected by the Most High as long as we're under the statutes, laws, and commandments. Your religiosity will not protect you in this hour. As a matter of fact, that makes you a sheep, part of the sheeple that would be led astray and led into destruction, because you're into false knowledge and false religion that cannot save you. You're into religiosity. And religiosity and denominationalism is nowhere in Scripture. So we will be getting back into the laws. And if you know last week, if you listen to Through Thy Precepts last week on the sixth day, we wanted to start this teaching off with Psalms 119 because that covers the Hebrew alphabet, but also you have someone talking about the importance of precepts, which is sort of conduct for life, precepts and the statutes, laws and commandments, how important they are for the writer's life. And so we wanted to use that to build a foundation before we start to move into talking about the laws. So I don't know, Elder Daniels may call in later. He has some things before him on the Shabbat and, of course, spending time with family. And but going forward, we will dialogue about these particular laws, but I'm just going to be doing some reading from 119, and then after we finish with chapter 119, which is one of the longest chapters in the Word, but it covers everything that we need to use to build and to lead us up into this teaching. So it is our prayer that you are increased by this and that you'll begin to see how meaningful the law was, how it kept the people, how it guided us and kept us constrained and gave us something to live our lives by and some conduct. And through the precepts, we'll find like scriptures that confirm things that are read going forward. So, with that being said, let's move into Psalms. Well, before we move into it, I tell you what, let's take a quick break as we prepare, and we'll go into a song.
I'm everything's gonna be alright.
Shabbat Shalom. Welcome back, Mishpachah, to, I'm trying to remember what this show is, Social Change Action Network, bringing to you Through Thy Precepts, a show that will begin to cover the 613 laws through the precepts, and starting with 119 Psalms. We are glad to be back with you on the Shabbat. I tell you, I really look forward to the Shabbat now, after 6 days of laboring. We've actually been able to come into some land, and we're actually being mindful and learning how to live off the land again, planting things, planting vegetables, learning how to prepare ourselves to be able to take care of ourselves and take care of those around us and take care of our families, and also how to just be simplistic and not depend upon the world and things within the world. And I think that's important. So we're getting back to that. Getting back to that, and we should all be mindful of getting back to that. Let it be your prayer that you're increased to be able to do so and to take care of your own and not have to depend upon a certain system. We are, of course, now moving into Through Thy Precepts. Formerly, we did say that, you know, we were Glory Mountain. We understand the paganism origin of glory. There's so many words that consider like cross and church and Bible that have pagan origins and other meanings. But I don't like to get caught up into wordplay and semantics and condemn someone for using them, because, of course, even the Hebrew that a lot of people are trying to use is Yiddish. And when Christ returns, he will give us a true language. That word glory, there are three definitions attributed to the word glory in religious symbolism. The complete representation of an emanation of light from the person of a sanctified being consisting of the aureole and the nimbus, where you often see paintings with so-called halos around them. And people would say that glory was the quality of being radiant as the glory of the sun, and any ring of light, a halo. Now, neither the Greek word nor the Hebrew word used in the Bible have any of these meanings. The Greek doxa that is used means opinion, estimation, esteem, and repute. The Hebrew kabod, which is that we normally use, means to be heavy or make weighty, and esteem in its figurative sense. Yet glory is the translation supposedly from these words. Gloria, which was a Roman goddess, who was a personification of fame, whose likeness was found on icons as a woman. And then there's the halo, or circle of light around the heads of the hallowed. So it's glory confused with Gloria of Roman origin. So if you listen to some of the broadcasts back in the day, or was a follower, you understand why we would say Glory Mountain, for it was at the mountain that these commandments that we're going to be able to start teaching on were given. And so we just thought that that was a set-apart place, which is why we use that. But we'll be getting into Through Thy Precepts. 1 second. I think that that's Elder. Let's see who we have. We have a call, so we're going to go ahead and take this call. 210.
What the message that they dwell in.
210-827.
Your cities that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds.
Hello? 210-827.
And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not, and you be
Okay, I guess there's someone that's their radio that's on. Let's see. So I just want to get into that understanding, but we'll be moving into through thy precepts and the laws. So without any further delay, let's move into Psalms 119. I believe we left off at the Hebrew alphabet, hey, which was 119 through 40. So we're going to pick up at wa, which is 119 and 41. It says, it reads, excuse me, I'm a little congested this morning. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Elohim, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Zayin 49. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. For this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. Principle there, important to note that Jeremiah in the also, in the book of Jeremiah, you find that he found himself in great derision and wanting to be just through with his entire calling, the whole thing. Jeremiah, remember, was the one that the Most High told him, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. He had said that I am in great derision daily, and he wanted to walk away, but he found that these laws and the word and precepts burned inside of him like a fire. Where he said, it's just like fire shut up in my bones. And so we often have those that are full of pride in this world having us conflicted. But it's important that we still stand firm and hold fast to the law and what the Most High expects of us. One mainly of the fourth commandment, which is to remember the Shabbat and keep it holy and not to seek our own pleasure on this day, but to let it be set apart and reflect on him. 52. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Elohim, and comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Those that forsake the commandment of the law that he's given us are considered wicked, because they're lawless and they're not conforming to that that causes us to be separate. Here we have the writer saying, I'm horrified, that I am horrified by what is taking place. And that is the time we're living in, which is why the Most High is waking us up and bringing us back into the laws and the statutes and commandments for our own good, for our salvation, for Israel, for the Kodesh. Bear with me 1 second. Verse 54. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Most High, in the night, and have kept thy law. I have done many of shows on the name. There is a name. I am saddened that the argument over the name has further separated us and kept us under the curses, because we are divided as to what that name is. I do call upon a name, but I won't even declare that you must call upon a particular name. You must come into the knowledge of the truth of what that name is yourself by doing an intense study of what Paleo Hebrew and Old Hebrew, modern Hebrew is. He made it clear that if my people who are called by my name, there are some simple facts of the name of the early slaves and the way that all of their names were pronounced that gives you some insight as to what his name may have been. But it's important to know the name, and it was taken out of the text so that originally they said they didn't want it to be desecrated and for people to just be calling upon it or blaspheming the name. And this one thing that we're going to begin to learn within the laws is that you shouldn't be calling upon his name if you're unclean, ceremonially unclean, or have broken one of these laws. You're to refer to him as Father, Most High, God, Abba. Because if you're not in right standing with him and conforming to these laws, you do blaspheme the name by calling upon it. So for some people, they need to say God because they're living wickedly and they're living in sin. For some people, they need to say Father or Most High. Because if, as we get into these laws, if you've broken these laws, there were times that you had to remain out of the camp or were unclean for days at a time. And that's what we're coming back into. So let's get back to Psalms 119. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. 57, we're moving into Heth. This is the Hebrew alphabet. Go back to the foundation of what I'm doing and where we've come from. You can go back to last week's Friday show and to better understand. I thought, the 57th verse, thou art my portion, O Elohim, I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I followed my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. How can you judge a people without laws and statutes? What, are you going to judge them by grace? You going to judge them by what, sin? Okay, so tell me, what is sin? 1 John 3 and 4 tells us that sin is transgression of the law. That is what sin is. So therefore, many of you are living in sin. You are unclean. So you don't even need to be calling upon the name, let alone fighting about the name. Many of you who call yourself awake and Kodesh are still living in sin and don't know of the true power of the Most High. Many of you don't even know that you are the elect and that you must conform to these laws. You need to prepare yourself, because when all hell breaks loose in this earth as they're preparing for another war, which should be the final war in this generation, there's going to be a time where those that are keeping these laws, commandments, and statutes, his people in Israel, will be sealed and then will fall up under the protection of Psalms 91 and 1, where a thousand will fall at your left, 10,000 at your right, no harm will come nigh your dwelling. You'll be protected. Your protection is in following him. Not disputing the letters of the New Testament or who's fighting who back then and who's been called to the Gentiles, but understanding and conforming and coming into the law, which is why I know, not only I, but he's having a lot of teachers to begin teaching the law. Again, it's for your own good. So let me get back to 119 and 59, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. I am a companion of all them that fear thee. This is key. And of them that keep thy precepts. Those are your friends. That's your family. Those that walk in the precepts. Who is my family? Those that do the will of the Most High. 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Moving into Teth. 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Let me say this real quick. I'm not trying to expound and break down and do a lot of precepts on all of this. I just want to read this as a foundation just to reiterate before we move into complete teaching on the law. We'll probably only be able to cover two or three laws every Shabbat, the Most High willing, because we will get foundational. We will tie in the precepts. We will tie in the importance. How does that apply to us in this modern day as we come back into the knowledge of the truth? But for now, we want to go through 119 as a foundation to lead into what we will be doing every Shabbat as we come together as a people and look for a place to fellowship and hear the reading and learning of the laws. So let me get back to verse 65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Most High delivereth us out of them all, is the precept for that. And the writer is saying it's good that I was afflicted, because he began to learn that the learning of the law began to lift him from the afflictions. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I might learn thy commandments. I am actually in Yod, the alphabet Yod. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. I know, O Lord Elohim, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Lest I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Verse 81, Kath. Case. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? There are precatory prayers, as mentioned in Psalms, I believe, 64 and 56, where you can pray judgment to come upon those that despitefully use you. It doesn't just say bless them that despitefully use you. We can pray that judgment is rendered for the blood that was shed, those that were martyred, those that were killed, those that come against thee, as David did, King David did. We see here in verse 84, how many are the days of thy servant? And he says, when will thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? And there is a time coming. Righteous judgment is coming upon this land to avenge those that have been done wrong, unjustifiably so. And it's important that we begin to pray prayers in that capacity as well, that he will render judgment. that he will begin to avenge his people and the saints. We don't, I'm not going to say that we don't pray harm upon the, I'm not going to say that, because just from reading Psalm 64, I understand there are precatory prayers. You do a study on that. Verse 85, we're getting to some of the verses in Psalms 119 that have really increased me as I've read them and understand, helped me to understand the importance of the laws. The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Key point being not to forsake what's right and what he has told you and what he's given you and what the law says to stand upon, even when your enemies and adversaries come after you and against you. The writer says in 88, quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. That's what turning the other cheek is to stand fast within the law and not to move. Not to let somebody slap you around as they're coming at you, but I won't even get into that right now. 89 says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That is key. Forever. His word is settled in Shemaim, in heaven. And when it says forever, that means it doesn't change. We don't serve a most high God that's constantly changing and wavering. He even says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Why would we serve a God who's unstable, who would say, oh, now the law, not the law, now grace and mercy? Now, that would mean that we should be looking for another change, as I said earlier in the show, to take place again, so we wouldn't be able to fully trust in him and stand firm on him. I think the important thing about character is we know it's a fixed, predictable image, and it's something that's going to be consistent, and consistency allows us to build up trust. Trust is love, and it comes through truth. The writer says, excuse me, the writer says in verse 90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. So if you look at the fact that right after 89, where he says, forever thy word is settled, it also goes right after that to say, and faithfulness is unto all generations. So it's settled, and he will be faithful to what he's settled through all generations. That means this generation as well. He's going to be faithful to what's forever settled and is still applicable even now. 91 says, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Who are his servants? The ones that keep the ordinances. 91 says, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. 92 says, unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. In other words, he's saying through the precepts and laws and statutes, he found healing in the midst of his sickness. Many of you are sick, taking pharmaki, seeking medicinal support and help, asking this world how to get better from the diseases that they forced upon you, that they've concocted in labs. Come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments, for in them you find healing and sustenance. There are dietary laws that will begin to bring a healing upon your physical body. And then all of these other laws cause your soul and spirit to begin to be strong, and that begins to emanate from within. And once you begin to have an inner peace and healing, your outer body will receive of the benefits. For natural types the spiritual, which means it copies and patterns itself after what takes place in your spiritual life. When you become spiritually healthy and whole, the natural will follow after and copy that, which is why it's sometimes you see a glow on a person, the kabod on a person, as it was with Moses, as he came down from the mountain. You see that glow upon his exterior because of what had transpired on his inner and the connectivity with the Most High. If you want to connect with the Father, the Most High, then you have to come back to what he wrote with his finger in the tablets, what he gave to Moses to give to his people, Israel, that he delivered from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, to be set apart. Understand these things. So the writer says in 94, I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. He's demanding. He's actually doing, what's said in the book of Isaiah when the Most High said, put me in remembrance of my words. Put me in remembrance. And he said, command ye me concerning the work of my hand. The writer is saying, I am thine. Save me. He's telling him, deliver me from my enemies, from sickness, from everything around me. Because I can demand this because I am walking and seeking your laws, your precepts, your statutes, your order of conduct for me, which sets me apart. If I'm doing that, then I have a right to demand, require, ask of a healing, a deliverance, a protection. 95 says, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I've talked about the week before that the writer is continuously speaking of the Most High's testimonies and not his personal testimonies. He's not just reflecting on what he went through, what he got in the past, and his personal testimony. He's reflecting on the Most High's testimonies continuously. Verse 96 says, I have seen an end of all perfection. But thy commandment is exceeding broad. Mem, verse 97. O how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Another key for why we're getting back into the laws. No more doctrinal disputes. No fighting and arguing over the letters and what the various apostles did when they were sent abroad with the Great Commission, because we stand in that same capacity to spread, to be a part of the Great Commission. But we're going to get back to Torah and to Tanakh and to the laws for this protection and meditation. 98 says, thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies. There's insight that comes through following the precepts, commandments, statutes, and laws. Because if he gave this to set you apart, it begins to reveal him unto you and to understand why you're walking in this earth, your purpose, and how to walk. So therefore comes the wisdom. 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers. That's 119 and 99. Listen, he's talking about earthly teachers. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. When you begin to seek the law and to meditate, you begin to be pulled away from a necessity, from an incessant need to be want to be pacified and coddled by a subjugator who wants to esteem himself highly over you and have you become his subject. Follow him and pay him to do what he's doing as he's building his name or what he feels the Most High has given him. When in all actuality, we're preparing the way for Yahushua HaMashiach, some of you call Yeshaya, who you call Christ Jesus, is on his way back, and we're to be like John the Baptist, made himself of no reputation. Oh yeah, I forgot. I guess one denomination is mentioned in the word Baptist, huh? Because it's John the Baptist. There are no denominations in the word. Nonetheless, we're to be making ourselves of no reputation as we prepare the way for the second coming, the return of our brother, and preparing our people. I'm not over here to try and build a scan I'm not over here requiring any money. We don't ask for money. I'm not over here selling anything, and I'm not going to promote anything but righteous living, this word, the law, statutes, and commandments. And that's what we stand upon. I want you empowered, prepared, and ready. And as the picture on this website, this show is a rippling effect. I don't care if it just reaches one. I'm sure you will spread it and pass it, and we will all come together in the faith. Not the doctrine of men, and not the denomination of men, and not what somebody's built, who wants to be your subjugator or your head, or be worshipped. Mem 119:99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation, meaning thy statutes, laws, and commandments have increased me. 100 says, I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. The ancients, I'm going to give you the Hebrew on that. I'm going to go to the Strong's. If you have a Strong, it's 2205. I want you to understand what he's saying, how much he said that the law and understanding the statutes and commandments have increased him and given him knowledge to understand this walk, this life, and who the Most High is. In the Strong's at 2250 is, where do we have that? It's Kabura. And in Kabura, it's a derivative, and it means those. Kabura talks about those who were before us of ancient times that were, it actually says that, bear with me, I said 2250 and it's actually 2205, which is Zakane, which is the aged men, the old men, the older women, and the senators, and those of Congress. It's actually in reference to those who try and lead us in a subjugative manner in politics and senatorial capacity, or even those who deem themselves to be elders because they've aged and they've been around. So he's talking about an increase of knowledge that was rapid from learning the laws and statutes and commandments, that it took him to places where he became more seasoned than, or more knowledgeable than those that were seasoned in years in life. And then at 2205 also says senators. And when I look at that, it makes me say that, you know, you have people that are voted into political positions that will seem to say that they know and understand laws, the earth's laws and the world's laws. And that's for the times that we live in now, where we have people in government that feel that they know more than the subjects of this earth and this world. And you have the meek, those that are studying the word, that understand what's going on around us through the Tanakh, the Torah, and the prophecies of what times we really stand in this hour, and what the Most High, what God is doing, what he's preparing, and what's getting ready to take place. This is a book that tells you everything 2,000 years ago that's happening right now on CNN, MSNBC, and stuff that they don't even show you, the Zionist-controlled media that's taking place overseas and in the Middle East. You have prophecy about rivers drying up so that there could be a third world war in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, in the Valley of Decisions. That river has dried up. That has taken place. You've got Syria. The Bible speaks about Damascus and Syria being destroyed. And we're seeing all this in this time, in this hour, in this generation, because we're moving into that time. This is orchestrated chaos. They're organizing a third world war because they're preparing themselves for the ultimate war. They know what's to come. But they're in hopes that they'll be victorious by desecrating a people and trying to destroy a people. Let me stand fast with what I'm teaching and where we are. Let me get back to verse 101. 119, 101, Hebrew alphabet, Mem. I have ref- refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, which is the title of this show, 119-104, and what we will be doing every Shabbat. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. I like how the writer is making very clear that the more his understanding is increased, the more he begins to hate everything that's false, that's a lie, and that's pretty much the foundation of this earth and this world. This is why he says to come out from amongst the world and its ways, its celebrations, its feasts, its entertainment, its organization, because as you begin to learn the truth, you'll begin to see clear, and you will have a righteous indignation and begin to hate this. Now, if you're not in truth, you're in a lie, denominationalism, religiosity, you'll feel that this is all good and continue with your Christmas pagan celebration, which is a celebration of Tammuz. You won't be able to see all of the Satanism, sacrifices, demonic sacrifices, and activity that's all around you, and the real meaning and purpose behind a lot of things that are transpiring. You just won't see it. And as you begin to learn these things and see this, you begin to pull away from it, because you begin to see the deception and the truth that you must come back into. I'm going to move into none. We still have some time. Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much, so quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth. O Most High, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. This, he's stressing an importance here. No matter what's going on with you and what you're combating or going through, stand firm and stick with the law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Even in the midst of a snare that's being set for you, traps, don't stop doing what you're supposed to do. He didn't say, remember that little Sunday sermon you heard on the false Sabbath that you're keeping on the first day of the week? All those 3 points in that poem and that tuning up, grabbing the ear and kicking it. He didn't say keep that. These little witty and little quick, little catchy little sermons that they preach based upon a Hegelian method, where they give you a thesis and then an antithesis and then a synthesis, 3 points, and then they bring it home and start cackling and screaming. Come on now, that's a bunch of foolishness that will not carry you through the week. He's saying focus on these laws, statutes, and commandments through the week, which is why on the seventh day, you set apart everything and study them to lift your inner man and build it up, strengthen and heal yourself and prepare yourself to continue in this warfare. 109, my soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Samech 113, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God, the Most High, the Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. 116, uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be saved, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments, which the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Most High. Remember that. Every time you fall into sin, you will be judged. If you fear him, you will be able to think twice, for he always makes a way of escape for you. Which is why we always pray, lead us not into temptation, but for every temptation that comes, he provides a way of escape. But if you really fear him, you will walk after him and keep these laws and statutes and turn your back on sin and this world. There's nothing that is that pleasing and satisfying to bring you that you should want to walk into judgment knowingly transgressing and violating your temple. Ayin 119 and 121, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord Most High, to work. They have made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. Let's go to Pay 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words give light, it giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word. Not the chicken-eating preacher's little sermon. Order my steps in thy word, and this is his word. The law is his word. The law is the gospel. Not the four gospels, as Constantine and the Nicene Council wants to tell you, but the law. Let not iniquity have dominion over me. That's not saying don't let me be taken over by my lust and my sins that control me and take over me. 134, deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes because they keep not thy law. The writer is saying that I am in tears when I behold the people that don't keep your laws. As it is right now, many of us should be weeping and crying for seeing those that go to first day false pagan Sunday worship and live any kind of way. Don't even conform to anything. They're lawless. They're all living in the ways of this world. And this is a world full of fornication and adultery. Everybody's looking to get the next lay down, to get the next fix, next high, the next what they call an affair. I owe it. I deserve it. This world is full of lust and sin and covetousness and idolatry. Worshipping others. It's as simple as American Idol and being a part of that. Everybody's looking to hook up for some temporary satisfaction in flesh, and so they medicate themselves to not deal with the guilt or to not deal with the fear that they know they have, they're in violation. Tears run down my eyes because your people don't have the laws that teach us how to live and walk and be obedient. The Most High has given us an opportunity to live a full life and to have all that we want, that we need. There's plural marriage. There's the camp. There's the family. There's happiness. There's fulfillment. There's joy. There's peace. But it's all found in keeping the law. We don't have to live like this world is telling us to live. Pierced up, tatted up, smoked out, drunk, partying up. Those things don't last. Those things make you look like a fool. Those things make you conform to the ways of this world. And you've been taught that beautiful things in life. And I'm fortunate enough to have come up in the 70s when black people were starting to be strong and congeal and come together and had family picnics and celebrate and share things with one another. And I saw a glimpse of what it could be like. And I remember that because there was so much strength. That was prior to them being flooded with drugs within the community to destroy our homes that were still being led by black men and our fathers. But we didn't have or need all those things. We were joyful, rejoicing, dancing, loving people that loved those that love us. So don't fall into the guise of what's happening in this generation where everyone is pretty much going crazy because demons have been unleashed upon this world. There's laws and statutes and precepts are going to be your protection. There's a reason why people are eating people, you know, zombies. There's a reason why they put out the CDC, Center for Disease Control, put out an edict last year to prepare you and warn you about zombies. And this year, they're popping up. And other things that people just snapping and killing themselves and killing other people. Spirits have been unleashed upon this world. And the more you open yourself up to this demonic activity by walking away from the laws and statutes, you won't have protection. You will be destroyed. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we ignore the laws, edicts, statutes, commandments that he's given us to abide by that make us Kodesh and that separate us. Would make us, as some of you that are listening call, holy, sanctified, set apart. You know, he said, I give my spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, HaKadosh. He said, I give it to those that keep the commandments. You don't get filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody laying hands on you up in that church and you fall out and shaking, spitting and all that. That doesn't keep you. That will not keep you. This is what will keep you and bring you into that. Let me finish this. Let me go to, in other words, 119 and 136 says, rivers of waters run down my eyes because they keep not thy law. Sadi, T-S-A-D-D-E, Hebrew alphabet, verse 137 says, righteous art thou, O Most High, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet are thy commandments my delights. It takes me back to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, that lets us know that we are troubled on every side, perplexed, forsaken, cast down, but we're not destroyed. We're never destroyed when we're cast down. So we're duplicitous in nature, though we go through these different things in various aspects of life. Because we hold fast to the commandments, statutes, laws, and commandments, we're not consumed by these activities and things that take place come to try and destroy us. For we count it all joy and knowing that we're living the tribulation, but we have a hope that lies inside of us. Let me read that and then get back to it, because I'm going to finish this today. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about. In the body, the dying of the Lord Christ. Bear with me, brothers and sisters, 1 second. So 119 and 144, the righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. I cried with my whole heart. Hear me. I'm moving into Kof of the Hebrew alphabet of chapter 119. And this is verse 145. I cried with my whole heart. Hear me, O Most High, and I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried. I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Most High. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Elohim, and all thy commandments are true. Let me read that again. All thy commandments are truth. So when we say you can't handle the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, that particular scripture is in reference to you knowing the truth of the commandments, the laws, and statutes. What also is the truth? Let me digress and go back a little more. Truth of the matter is who you are as a people and what you've been called to keep that might make you, cause you to be kodesh and set apart. When you come into the knowledge of who you are and what you must keep, then your deliverance and freedom begins to come, because these familiar spirits and strongholds that have you blinded, whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them, that have you engulfed and blinded, those blinders are taken off of you once you, with your inner man and your mind, begin to perceive of the truth, who you are and what you're to keep. That's what he means when he says, I give sight to the blind. So this world is blinded, for they don't understand. We have a caller. Bear with me. Let me take this call. 925-560. Question or comment?
Hi.
Go ahead.
Shabbat shalom. This is Elder Dre calling in. How you doing?
Hey, Elder Daniels. Elder Dre, how you doing?
All right, man. Just walked in and turned on to your teachings, man. I'm enjoying it. I was trying to catch you to join in with you, but didn't quite have the numbers to do that. So, you know, just letting you know I'm enjoying it.
So yeah, that was you on the cell phone that called.
Yeah, I was trying to jump in. Well, I just walked in, so I was trying to join with you there, but I know your time is almost up, so I'm not going to hold you up.
Stay with us, brother, because I actually gave a disclaimer earlier in the program about Wednesdays and breaking down the word on Wednesdays, and I told them that you and I going forward, I made that clear, we'll be getting into some teaching of the law. And just ministering through me to let them understand why I believe we're moving into a time where we're going to have to come back to the laws, because the law is truth. It's going to be a protection in this hour. So I think he's going to start moving us away from debates about the name, debates about the apostles, who's who and what's this. But we got to start preparing the way and bring people into the cradle of safety. And that safety is in the truth, which is the law, statutes, and commandments. So I'm just picking up Psalms 119. We have the writer that lays a wonderful foundation to lead us into our series next week on the teachings of law. So,
okay, so it's going to be Wednesday, or it's going to be on the Shabbat?
On the Shabbat, we will be doing Psalms 119, 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. That is what we'll be.
Oh, man, well, hey, I'll join with you on that. So don't. that's a good juicy one. So, so count me in.
Most definitely. But stay with me, brother, because let's go ahead. If you got some time, let's go ahead and finish out Psalms 119.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. I'm actually, I just have four letters in the Hebrew alphabet to go. I was at Kof, and I just
feel free to break in, make a comment. I'll go ahead and finish the reading if you want to make any comments.
All right.
So let's see. I left off at 149.
Psalms 119, 149.
Yeah, 119.
And sorry for interrupting, you know, so...
No apologies. I told them that you would perhaps call in at any given time.
Oh, okay.
So let's see. Make sure that I... Actually, I left off at verse 151.
Okay.
Because that's what I was speaking on. It says that thou art near... And all thy commandments are truth. Let me go ahead and read 152. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me. I do not forget thy fault. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked. For they seek not thy statutes.
Can I respond, if you don't mind, on 152?
Okay.
No, I'm looking at where it says, and I'm reading from the scriptures. It is that, you know, the word that I'm using, and it says, "Of old I have known your witnesses that you have found them." By the way, what are you reading out of, King James?
I'm reading out of King Jimmy, yeah.
Okay. Well, actually, you know, I can switch.
No. Give us some insight as to what you're reading as well. Please do.
Okay. Of old, I have known your witnesses that you have found them forever. You know, and so this thing is not a new thing as far as what the Kodesh or Kadesha or the set apart ones are coming out now proclaiming. It's been since, if I can use Genesis, and it's been since the days of Adam up until now. So the days of old is from the beginning. It's not something that was given to Moses. It was even before. It's the statutes that even Enoch obeyed. And so I just want the radio listeners to know that this is not a new thing. This is the way.
Right.
This is the way that we all were called to walk and called to live.
Right. And
I just wanted to say that.
It's good. So I guess most people are under the impression that, you know, it wasn't until he put it on those tablets, which were only the 10, that's when everything was established. But it's a fact that this is his law, his statutes, his way was given back to Enoch in Genesis, as you mentioned.
Yes. Matter of fact, one of the, if I can call it lost books, but it's a very important book, the book of Yasher,
right,
which basically means the upright one, that Yasher lets you know that Abraham and his four parents were obeying the statutes, and so they were also learning as well. And so, this is not a new thing. It's been of old, and it's always going to be, because even when it's all said and done, when heaven and earth pass away, and we're in the millennium, and we're still going to be going over these Torah statutes, these commands.
Which is why I was telling the people every seventh day, and which is why we're coming back to it, the people had to go to the synagogue to learn through repetition the 613 laws. You don't just learn that in one setting.
No.
And you need to constantly hear that and let that be ingrained in you so that you can meditate upon it, because the writer was even saying earlier that my protection, my hope, everything is in my meditation of these laws.
Mm-hmm. And then you have to, then you have to, even when that's all said and done, it's in the word is so deep, and it got, if I call it layers, I call it weights, measurements, height, depths, lengths, widths, that even when that's said and done, you're still going to have to go deeper into it to get more understanding. So it's a, you're never going to get it as far as get all of it. It's going to take all eternity.
And, you know, since you're here now, you probably didn't hear this earlier. I'm going to go back to verse 99. It said, you might get a kick out of this. I have more understanding than all my teachers. For thy testimonies. Listen, let me read the rest of it before you start. It says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Meaning, I'm not going to even say anything else. I already expounded on that, but I know you got it just from the way you're laughing in the background.
Yeah, I got it.
So let me go to something, 119. Well, let me also say this. The book of Yasher that he's in reference to is mentioned. Is that the book of Samuel that he mentions the book of Yasher?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe it's Samuel. It's mentioned twice in Samuel, I believe.
Right. And so I would admonish all listeners to go find the book of Yasher and study that book, because it is a part of our Hebrew history that they didn't put in this so-called compilation of books.
I can, if you give me a second, I can try to find it, at least the verse.
Okay. So while you're looking for that, go ahead and interrupt me when you find it.
Okay.
I'll go to Resh, because I'm definitely going to go ahead and get through 119 so we can kick off the laws, most willing, next week.
Okay.
Do you have it?
Oh, actually, excuse me, Yasher or Jasher is mentioned in Joshua 10:13,
uh-huh,
and also 2 Samuel 1:18.
So for all the listeners, take note of that, because there are books that are a part of our history, the scrolls, which should definitely would have been in what you call the Old Testament, but that these men studied. Don't let a bunch of people tell you that these lost books are I don't know, how do they say that these books, we don't need these books, these books are misleading. These are people.
Right.
Don't want you to come into the knowledge of the truth. They don't want you knowing that the book of Enoch will open your eyes to a lot of what's going on in this world, as it's referenced in the book of Jude. These books help you to understand what's going on all around you, to get the scales to drop off your eyes.
Amen.
Let me go to 119 and 154. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. That's key right there. The wicked will not know salvation unless they seek the statutes. So the wicked are not going to know salvation by walking to the front of the church and sitting in the pew and signing up on the roster. Okay?
Or singing in the choir or anything else.
Or, you know, or repeat this after me. Say this. Oh, save now. No. It is here. Salvation is far from the, they seek not thy statutes. Let me say this. We have 90 seconds left in this show. If you call in now, 213-769-0910, you'll be able to hear us continue reading 119. If you're not going to call in, let me say this before we log off. Well, like I always say, and you haven't had a chance to hear me say in a long time, the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have the truth. For truth is a journey. Home to you all, we shall continue. Verse 156, great are thy tender mercies, O El, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not the word. Consider how I love thy precepts, quicken me according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Any comment, Elder Daniels?
No comment.
Verse 161, Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart.
This is, this is Shin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love.
Can I respond on 161?
Please do.
Sometimes we may think that the person who's writing this, it being David, is only referring to his experience. But 161, and I'm looking at I'm looking at Hallelujah scriptures as well as the African I don't even know what to call this book now, but the African Hebraic study. The Hallelujah scripture says rulers have persecuted me without cause, and what they both said, rulers, and then King James says princes. But we got to understand that what as Shaul said or Paul, wrestle not against flesh and blood against. Wait, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. Oh, come bring it back to me. Well, we're dealing with levels of, and sorry for losing my thought, but we're dealing with levels of wickedness. And just because we're dealing with demons and the spiritual world, it manifests over into the natural world. And so when you have dealing with princes, where it says here, rulers have persecuted me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. If you're living and you're living a Kodesh life or Kodosh life, set apart life unto Yahweh, you're going to have attacks. And depend on the closer the walk, the higher the attacks. And
right.
So you're going to have rulers and you're going to have princes that's coming to persecute you, and they may be in with us. They're both. They're in the spirit form and they're in the physical form to persecute us, to throw us off. So we got to be mindful of the fact that whenever we deal with such persecution, especially in the flesh, from in the physical form, you got to realize that it's coming from the spiritual form. And
right.
So you got to keep your eyes and be alert at all times.
Right. Most definitely. That's right on point. I mentioned earlier before you got here that the natural types are spiritual. And yeah, you're right that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and rulers of darkness. So this is key, that the law is what's going to keep us in this hour where more spirits have been unleashed upon a society.
Yeah. I believe that even though today is just, man, I mean, at the present time, wickedness is just at a high level, but a time is coming where we're going to look back at this time and say, man, this was almost considered good compared to what is going to happen. I look at, for example, back in the day, you know, in the 70s, when Charles Manson was doing his thing, man, I thought he was the most wicked guy on the earth. Now, Charles Manson, just a normal, regular Joe Blow. I mean, because wickedness have increased to the point to where he's actually normal.
Yeah, Charles.
And that's sick.
Charles Manson is your next door neighbor now.
Right. and man, it's like, could you have imagined that? Back then, back in the 70s, when this guy was just, man, he was just doing some just really demonic stuff. And now he's just a normal, I mean, like you said, he's just a next-door neighbor. Because, you know, they have surpassed him in wickedness.
Right. Right.
And so, and we're going to look back now like, well, man, back in these days, we're going to look at men. Well, that person will be almost considered normal who's doing sick things now. And so it's going to get worse.
And I don't think we're talking afar off. I think we're talking months now. I don't think we're talking years anymore. I think, well, there'll be some more years, but I just think as the months progress, things begin to heighten. I'd say probably even, I don't know, 5-10-fold, everything you're in reference to, because there's just the days are being shortened. We're already in this year, we're already at the end of June. This is 2012. Things are just rapidly progressing. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, and I believe it. It's going to get worse, but we'll draw closer as a mishpachah, as a family, and people will wake up and come into the knowledge of the truth. So it's also exciting for me, for those that will begin to wake up and come into the truth.
Yeah, man. Amen. And that's what I live for, is to bring people, you know, into the truth. And not only them, but myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like normally when I'm talking, the Ruach is dealing with me also. So I, although I'm giving the message, I'm a student as well, you know. So I don't pretend to be, or I'm not going to pretend to be like I'm better than you, or above you in any way. I'm learning just like everybody else is.
Yeah, brother, we talked about that earlier too, about all those that seek to be our subjugators, those that seek to put themselves in a hierarchy and put people beneath them and tell them they need to earn their status. So, yeah, we did talk about that. Let me go back to 63. I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love. Something about the law and truth that will bring you into a hatred of things that are not of the Most High, such as lying. 164 says, 7 times a day do I praise thee. That is a good.
Oh, man.
After. Matter of fact, do it 7 times 7. Praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law. Let me say that again for those of you who can't find peace, who are on all these pharmakia and losing your mind and having anxiety attacks and nervous breakdowns. Let me say that again. Great peace have they which love thy law. Oh, he done away with the laws. We don't have to keep that no more. That's the Old Testament. But yet you're going for counseling. Yet you're trying to go get high and an illicit affair. You're looking for everything you can do to bring peace, but keep the laws.
And reading from my end, it says, "Great shalom have they which love your Torah, and nothing shall offend them."
I'm going to get to the second part. And nothing shall offend them. I'm not tripping on you. Why? Because I'm in the law. On what you did or what you said. I got the commandments. I got the laws. I know what's compelling you to take me off course. I know what's compelling you to do that. You can't offend me. Yeah. So, let's get to 166. Elohim, Most High, what do you have in the Hallelujah Scriptures?
I have Yahweh. Well, I'm reading from two, from the Hallelujah Scriptures. It says, we're on 167, or wait, which one we're on again?
166
says, "Yahweh, I have waited for your deliverance." And in the African scrolls, it says, "Yahweh, I have hope for your rescue and done your commandments."
You mean Yudewahe, right?
Yeah.
"I have hope for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee." So let me move to Tao, because we're actually in overtime. Elder, we're actually in overtime. The live show has cut off, but we're in overtime where they can hear it in the archives.
Okay. Okay, so so we won't be knocking out next Saturday. Wait, you said, was it 153 or, wait, one of them you said that we were going to go over?
No, we're finishing up Psalms 119, and we're moving into the laws, the 613 Most High willing.
Yes. Okay, got you.
So I'm going to finish up. It's Tau, right?
Right.
169 through 176, and that's going to do it for the foundation of Psalms 119. 169 says, "Let my cry come near before thee, O Yahweh, give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Most High, and thy law is my delight."
Can I hit on that? My law is my delight.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, actually, when you read 169 all the way to thy law, thy Torah, which is what I'm reading, is my delight. When you are the Torah, once you get into the teachings, it's consuming. And as you see what David is speaking of from 169 on, he's letting you know, like, and I'm just going to just read through some of it. Give me understanding according to thy word. That's 169. Let my supplication come before you. Rescue me according to thy word. My lips utter praise. You have taught me your statutes. He's continuing talking about the Torah and the commands because it's consuming. It's consuming him. And it's life. It's like a continuous waterfall that's pouring out and continually refreshing waterfall that's coming out of him. And so I just want the radio audience to know that the Torah is not a to those who are serious about it, it's not a boring, oh, man, I got to go up and study the laws today. It's not, I mean, man, if you seek it and you desire it, man, it's like a continuous refreshing spring to where, as you see, David, that's all he's talking about. He's talking about this thing continuously. And so you know this is not a person who is faking it. Or you know how we get up, oh, I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and the Lord has been so good to me and blah, blah, blah. And you really don't mean it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but he really means it because this whole thing is all he's talking about. Testimonies, commandments, law, the Torah. I mean, this is a goal that I have to, and then he's talking about praise is on his lips. It's like, man, that's my goal. And the more I get into this Torah, the more I can join him in that testimony.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I probably even ran overtime, but
all praises to the Most High. None of this is overtime. We already in overtime in the archives, but yeah, I couldn't have said it better. Let me see. Where were we at?
On 174. No, 173.
173. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Help me because of what I've chosen. That's what I get out of that. And he says in 174, I have longed for thy salvation, Yahweh, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant. For I do not forget thy commandments.
Amen.
It's to a close of 119. May the Most High add an increase to nation. May we be able to move into the laws that this writer is that referencing throughout this chapter. It does all these things: strengthen, protect, seek out, avenge. That's what we're calling people, saints, Mishpachah, to understand. We're looking for common ground. We're looking to increase the ties that bind us. We're not looking to be combative, debate, argue, to strengthen Israel and to bring us into a place where we're preparing the way and we can fight this fight and be prepared to be sealed. With that being said, any final comments you want to say?
No, you did it all. I look forward to next week.
I as well. So we want to thank you for coming back over to Scan. Shabbat program that was formerly known as Glory Mountain that I did a whole dissertation on at the beginning of the show. Now we'll be through thy precepts, we will get understanding going into 613 laws. And Most High willing, we'll be continuing with the teachings on Wednesday and on Thursday, still doing current events. And Tuesdays, we want to get back to the health topics, different things such as, but we just, it is our petition and prayer that you are increased, that you are blessed, that you are promoted, that you are strengthened, that you will be raised up. Glory of the Father for the Most High. This is Elder V. Yasharala Israel. And Elder Daniels. We're just saying that Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
We will speak with you on next time. Be increased. Barakatha.
I count my blessings. That I'm safe when I'm resting. furniture in my nesting. Not by force, I'm suggesting. Look out your blessings. I've got love and assurance. I've got new health insurance. I've got strength and endurance. So I call my blessings. And give thanks to the master. That to all the disaster. We're still here together after. Better count